behind every gate. So if you can't deal with the force, the gate can never be opened. And listen to this. This gate or this force will not sympathize. We not listen to, we not see your tears, but we see your force, your power. I'm going somewhere. In the book of Psalm 114, verse 1, 2, when Israel was coming out of the strange language of the people of the strange tongues, he said, Judah become his sanctuary, and Israel is dominion. He said, let's see Saul, and let's see parted. Are you giving us the scripture? Judah becomes God's sanctuary. Israel is dominion, yes. The sin looked and fled. And Judah turned back. Now look up. This account in the book of Exodus didn't tell us that the sea saw something. The Bible says in Exodus, God said, Moses, stretch forth your rod. Is that true? But this Psalm 114 to give us a revelation that when Israel was coming, it wasn't the rod of Moses that parted the Red Sea. He said, but the sea saw. The question is, what did the sea saw? The sea saw something. And when he saw that thing, the sea could not stand. The sea gave way. Listen to this, somebody. So, what has not given way in your life is not an automatic problem. It's just because what they are looking for in your life to give way is not there. When they see it, you don't talk, they give way. And that is why today, as I'm laying foundation, I am talking briefly on what I call that being empowered to be able to to bring down mountains. And permit me to say this, somebody, that the gate will request, will ask for your identity before it can open for you. For example, if I just get to your church, and pastor is there, and I just get to that church, I say, when you can call microphone, you are, microphone, you are. The church is there. Every responsible workers will say, who sent you? If I say, Usher, Lajide, will they answer me?
No way.
No way. Because names is not an identity in the physical alone. Names is an authority in the spirit.
Wow. Right on, pastor.
Now listen to this, somebody. So when I say, when I get to his church, or let me say I come here, for example, you have all known me. Some of you have known me here. And I come here and I said, they asked me to come and carry the drum set. They will say, who sent you? Let me say, I just said, one of the children there is the one that said to come and carry it. Will they allow me?
No.
No, sir. Why? Because of the person that is sending me. When I said one of the usher, they won't allow me. But when I said the senior pastor asked me to come and carry it, are you with me now? The name of that pastor opened that door for me in this place, in his territory. Listen to this. When we look at this land, for example, this land has a fence or a demarcation. So that fence shows the territory of this man. So in the realm of the spirit, everybody has a territory. Hey! You see that I'm jumping? Permit me to go. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Listen to this, somebody. You can't open every door until you understand what I'm about to teach you. And by the grace of God, with all humility, I'm not teaching theory. We are teaching what we handle every day. And I need you to get this. So that as we begin to pray in the next days of this meeting, you are not just going to be saying, okay, I command doors be open. Hey, let the lift up your head on your gate. If you shall lift up your head on your gate, it will be lifted. I'm going somewhere, somebody. Please permit me. I'm just laying a foundation. We will soon get there. Now, what determines the door or the gate you can command is this. I want to say this because of understanding or because of time, that if we are praying to God, God answers our prayer because of his love. We don't even need power to pray to God. We don't need the power of the Holy Spirit to receive from God. God will answer your prayer because of His love. Are you with me? But there are dimensions of prayer. I know we know. This is a praying church. There is a petition prayer. There is a warfare prayer. When it is a warfare prayer, you don't go to the place of prayer with love.
I check it.
You didn't hear me. When I want to receive something from Him, I receive because of love. But when it is that there is a war to fight, love is put aside. It is power that is needed. And most of the time, what we are asking from God is not in the hand of God. God has released it. I come again. What we are asking from God is not in the hand of God. The Bible said for 21 days, Daniel began to fast and pray. And the Bible said the very first day that he asked, God gave to him. Give that. Come, my brother, come. Can you see this God? Sir, I'm not below. This is God. Oh, somebody join me. Come, yes, come. Thank you. Look up. This is God. This is Daniel. Daniel is requesting this from God. Daniel asked for it from God. And because of the integrity of God, he can never deny anybody anything. I'm going somewhere. God has never denied people. He will never deny anybody anything. If there is a denier, the secret is what I want to tell you. The Bible says, this is Daniel. The very first day Daniel asked, in the integrity of God, you know, please come, I need another. In the integrity of God, he cannot deny himself. Do you know that God will not give you because of you? He will give you because of himself.
Yes.
How many fathers make a provision in their house for their children to go to school because of their children? You do that. You don't give them school fees because of them. You give them school fees because of you. Can you imagine that they now send your school out of school and you say you are rich? So you don't give your children school fees because of them. You give them school fees because of you. So God don't give us what we request because of us. He loves us already, but He gives it to us because of Himself in His integrity. So the day one that Daniel asked from God, God delivered. But listen, in the Old Testament, God needs a messenger, an angel. God needs somebody, an intermediary, to hand over. So God the Almighty. Come in. Now, God the Almighty gave it to Angel. Go and give it to Daniel. Can you imagine? The question I saw in that scripture is, can God send an angel that cannot deliver?
No.
Then, why did God send an angel? And Satan stand away. I'm going somewhere. So God gave it to Angel to go and give. And Angel was coming. And the prince, through the way. Now look at what is happening. And Daniel didn't know that God had given it from the first day. So second day prayer point, Daniel is still saying, oh God, give it to me. Third day, Daniel was still praying, oh God, this is my third day of fasting, give it to me. Do you see what God is doing? God is saying, consider one. All what God is saying is what? It's not in my hand. There are some of us now, what we are asking from God is not in the hand of God. That is why we are coming to this nature. So God has released it. Let Daniel continue fasting and pray for 100 days. What is requesting for was not in the hand of God, because the prayer of Daniel was a petition prayer. And you can't deal with demon in petitions. You can't deal with demon in supplication. You deal with demon in warfare. So when Daniel was still saying, oh God, Oluwa abotu gba ragbada, abese ragbada. Alabenu asasi, Oluwa fifu mi, tori oruko re, fifu mi. What will God say? Kosi lo. Ha abogo shalia. And Daniel will come. Want to submit so good against his soul. And Daniel was in that. And God will say, go see the one. And God will see the one. So for the first day, God has been visited. There's some of us now, for the first year, God has been visited. For the first month, God has been visited. For the first week, God has been visited. And 21, another extra 20 days was added. Some people, their 20 days could be 20 years. Somebody, it could be 20 months. Somebody, it could be 20 weeks. And it was not in the hand of God. So Daniel kept on asking. And the prince of Persia stood the way. The blessing is there. The angel that carried the blessing does not need the blessing. The one that needs it is there. But Daniel had not been able to ask this gate to be lifted. Because Daniel did not understand what is going on in the realm of the spirit. That is why revelation gives us access to everything that God has. So ignorance is one of the devices of the devil that killed the church. It's not the devil. Every time Satan wants to prevail by a man, he introduced to you ignorance. And we think you know what you are doing. Oh, let's go. So Daniel begin to pray. You know, 20, I mean, the first, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the tenth day, the 19th day. And on the 20th day. Daniel, do you know what you are doing? You don't know what you are doing. What happened? Since the first day that he asked, it has been delivered. But the prince of Persia has withheld the word. And that is why I put it delivered. So immediately that understanding came to Daniel, Daniel changed to warfare. And immediately Daniel changed to warfare, this one was edged out. Then the desire came to Daniel. Because it didn't happen to Daniel because he prayed. It happens to him because of understanding and the power and access in the realm of the spirit. Now, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Please help me clap for them. I want to use them to explain something. Then we will go today. Now, for us not to be a victim of this, I said, it's either you know it or you suffer for it, that behind every closed door, there is a force. Behind every closed door, closed ways, there are forces. There are people now that will be a family member of Tinubu and will be suffering now.
Yes.
So that you know somebody great does not mean you will be great.
Hello.
There are forces behind every shut door. How can God give you favorable admission and take you to school? And help you to pay school fees and graduate by the mercy of God. And now graduate, there is no job. Will that be God? God does not finish, start what he will not finish. So one of the signs we should know that Satan is involved is that when we see that it is God that has started it, but to end it is becoming a challenge. Something is wrong somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And on my admission, miraculous and Babylon's admission. Oh, why this food? Problem, God was selling. Why did you come on? People can't sell them because I'm not going to put admission. Plan it to hand it well and to have testimony. How we come now and send you to school and you graduate? And 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you are still going about with your certificates. It can never be God. It can never. Do you know, I have an understanding of the fruit of the womb and it helped me all the days of my life that a baby is just, there is no time. A baby girl, from the womb of his mother, he also has a womb.
Yes, no.
A baby girl don't start having womb when they grow up. From the womb of their mother,
yes.
God give a baby girl womb, even
yes.
when she was in the womb. And listen, medically speaking, there is nothing a woman needs womb for than giving birth. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, medically. Now, if God give a baby girl womb inside the mother's womb, that means the provision for every mother to be a mother was with them when they were in the womb of their mother. So anything that now fight set against the fruit of the womb is not God. Can never be God. Because the provision to be a mother was when they are in the womb of their mother. And listen, let me summarize something. That is how God made all the provision for our life. Before you are born, he said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb of your mother, I knew. Pastor, I knew you before you are born. That means we have been living before we are born.
Yes.
He now said to Jeremiah, I have ordained you a prophet. Can you imagine before somebody was formed, he has been ordained? So our ordination is older than our age. And that is why nobody can destroy the ordination. That is why no curse can break it away. That is why no attack can prevail. The ordination is older than our age. Everybody say, my ordination.
My ordination
is older than my age. No force can prevail by it. Shout
hallelujah.
Sorry, let me go because of time. Let me go. There are so many things going on in this house. Jada is in trouble. Now, listen. So, because there are forces behind every closed door, it is not everybody that forces we respect. And get this, it will respect you because you are born again also. I'm talking, I've been this journey for some time. Give Ephesians chapter 3, a very familiar scripture, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we can think or ask, according to his power that worketh within us. TD 20. I'm just laying foundation. We'll pray now. Now for him who is able to do immeasurably. Okay, this is NIV. Yeah. Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. According to his power that is at war within us. Now everybody get this and I begin to go. Please, I need those TD brother again. I'm sorry. I just like picture that preaching. This is the three of them are born again. Are you with me? The three of them are born again. And the Lord said, the Bible said, God is able to do immeasurably. That is, what God can do in the life of the three of them can never be measured. Follow me. Can never be measured. So God is able to do what cannot be measured. More than all we can ask. That is, if you give them prayer point, the three of them cannot ask up to what God can do. I tell you so many times, we pray amiss. Are you with me? So many times, we pray amiss. One day, I had a car and was stolen 2008. And that car was ever. And I have only one kobasu. And that kobasu was inside that car. Kobasu me to let me go laburo. When it's gonna yeah be. And that kobasu was stolen with the car. Things was now bad. Well, I don't want to go to the rest of the story, but after sometimes I want to get a car. And I love Siena because I've started some ministry outside the town. So I need something that can help me to carry people. So I want to meet that Siena. And I asked for the Puba Siena there. They said 2.something million. So we saw one to Puba Siena in Unity. They said 1.2. I said, yes, my faith carry this. And I stood upon, I went to that Siena. I lay hands. Ilipa Kusadi, Alan Gravalo. Nobody will buy this car. In the name of Jesus, I will be the one to buy it. Because that time they said 1.2, so I have 800. And I didn't have the rest. So I pray that nobody will buy the car until I have, until the money complete. After praying and praying, I left. 3 days after, 1 hour for you. I'm just saying that so many times
He said, more than what you can ask. There are so many times you are praying amiss. So they told me another one. Oh, this is my daughter. Her husband is my pastor. Told me that they saw another one at Stadium Road. I went there, I saw it. They said that one is 1.1. But as the engine, as a whisper, I said, oh, no, they say, oh, we go see what that. So I prayed, Lord, you know they took away that one. I know maybe you don't want this one, nobody must buy it. And I pray and I pray. 1 week after, I went there to help, because I now have 1 million. So I went there that 100,000 don't come up, you know, can't tell my assembly later. By the time I get there, oh, yeah, another amount of here. We come by binding and loosing. They took away the car. This is where I'm going, that we pray and miss. After a week, somebody came to me and said, Hernanda, you are looking for Sienna. I said, yes. He said, I imported the Sienna for a pastor, wow, a man of God, but when the Sienna come, he said he's not interested. So I think you will like it. And he came and saw me. I said, I like it. How much is that? 2.4. I said, I like it, but I didn't like the money. He said, no problem that, well, he's a dealer, but doesn't sell car for anybody. He will go and pray. If I'm the owner, if I'm the owner, tomorrow morning by 10, we will talk about it. And I said, Lord, what do I do? I want 1.2 at him, and it was over 2.4. So at night, me and my wife agreed together, oh no, this dealer that said will call us tomorrow by 10, he must not call us in the name of Jesus. We don't want to go into debt, because where are we going? If we even give him 1.something, where are we going to be looking for 1 million? The 1 million we got, I'll be also make the habitat 1 million. So we began to pray. We pray overnight. By 7 a.m., the man called me. He said, meet me in the office. I go to the office. He said, sir, I pray overnight. The Lord said you are the owner of the car. That I should give you any time you can give me the new money, come and give it to me. I said, no, sir. I said, sir, as I was coming this morning, I asked somebody about you. And they said, so that man said, oh, I know him. He has integrity, I can fight for him. I said, who is the person? He said, you can't know the person. He said, so take the car, take the key. Anytime you can balance, you balance me. That was how they gave me that Sienna. Now, he said, find above what we can ask. I was asking for a local car. No man who is down not 2 weeks crazy. Okay, engine that, whiskey that, absorber anything to that. So if I want to tell you, man, you know that. When you go on the back, I'm going to go to the back. But in the mercy of God, he do more than what I ask. That is, I'm just interpreting that. And hear this, beloved, by the Spirit of the Lord. The God that called me, he will do to you more than what you can have. I believe God purpose and do super abundantly, more than all that we dare ask or think. That is not, there is no time today. So our thought also is a prayer point. And that is why you should be careful of your thoughts. When negative thought is coming, God answer your thought. No. And there's a rebalance here. Problem that in church. Yeah. I'm a lano, I'm a badura. But that battery lone thought me a cancel adura. Because I'm gonna explain this in your banner. Just as weight your thought is as weightier as your prayer. Borrow was a way, was a lagbarato, be a crowd was a lagbarato, but then they thought it was a lagbarato. That is why the Bible says a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So every time you are having negative thoughts, that negative thought is canceling your prayer point. So be careful. That is why the scripture says we should renew our minds. Now, there is no time for that today. To dare or ask infinitely beyond our greatest. Beyond our greatest prayers or dreams, look at it now, according to his capital H, the God, his power that is at work within us. Now look up. I said the three of them are born again. For hear this, the level of his power
that is at working within them is not the same.
Yes. Yes.
So the door that we open for this brother is not the same door that we open for him. It's not the same door that we open for him. And that is why, listen to this, the problem of the church is not Satan. The problem of the church is the lack of genuine power. And hear this, if our shouting here for 7 days will not be a waste, the foundational issue now, the Lord, empowerment is a major issue. Because God will never open beyond the power you carry.
Yes.
Look up somebody. This, they are both born again. And God is able to do everything. But according to God's power that is at working within your name, that is at working within Ajibola, according to God's power that is at working within, that is working within Ademola, according to God's power that is at working within Tinubu and Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Tinubu. According to God's power that is at working within cleansing. So listen, what the three of them will get will be different. Though they are saved by the same blood. They are saved by the same blood. The blood of Calvary. They are both born again. They are tongue talkers. But the level of their operations in power will differ. And that is the reason why we are not commanding the same thing. Another one can say, get out, headache, and then they go. And another one can say, get out, and say, who is that? Who is that? They say, Paul. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. What does that mean? If I said, Pastor Adeleke, I know. Pastor Victoria, I know. And I said, Pastor Luatoni, I know. What I'm saying is that the three of them, I'm bringing them into the same category. So when he said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, that is, whatsoever Jesus can command, Paul can command you. But you, we didn't know you because you didn't have a stand in the spirit. You have gone beyond your territory. And because they have gone out beyond them, do you know the reason why people do deliverance and they attack? Is because they do deliverance beyond their territory. I say this with all humility. We've been doing deliverance, I think it should be something 20 years ago. Over. With all humility. There have never been any time we casted out demon and I come back home to be attacked. And listen to this. It's not because, you know, listen, yes, those days when we do deliverance, after deliverance, we say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Let them not come back home. Is that true? You know, they say, when the body of Christ uses the blood of Jesus, that we are not serious. Body of Christ is sick. The blood of Jesus is not the cover clothes. The blood of Jesus is not the cover clothes. And, Jesus, I know you. Any prayer we pray in the church that the apostle didn't pray is a mechanized prayer. Well, I have the theology as here. Well, I'm careful. But I look through the Bible. Nobody had ever prayed that I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Then I ask myself, where do we get this prayer? It was manufactured from our head. Check through the Bible. And do we see people traveling from Israel while you are traveling here from where to Gomaso? I mean from Gomaso to Oyo. Every time you see trainer comes, say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Another trainer, the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, that don't mean don't plead me journey or to thank a trainer long. The blood of Jesus is not the cover clothes. The blood of Jesus is a token of redemption and a token of victory. So when we do deliverance, we just say we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. But when we understand it, we understand. When you are doing things at your jurisdictions, no demon can dare you. The reason, maybe we saw this and go. Any demon that attacks you because at your level you are dwelling in ignorance. Not that they are powerful, but they take advantage of your ignorance to afflict you. And this evening, I want somebody to pray. I will so drop my hand and say, Lord, empower me. I better not be a Christian than to be a Christian without power. I better not be a preacher than to be a preacher without power. Listen, I come from a kitty. And I've seen people demonstrating some serious jams. I've seen people throwing down all day, and all day is working. I've seen people speaking to tree and tree dry. So if we said the name of Jesus is above every other name, then it needs to be proven by this. Not just Christians speaking in tongues, and Satan is pressing down in your dream. I tell you the truth, anytime Satan press you down in the dream, it's a sign that you are ignorant. You don't know who you are. You need to rise up. If you mistakenly have a bad dream, don't give up. No matter the... It's not what you need. No matter the bad dream you have, if you can wake up from it, you are already victorious over that dream. If you have a bad dream, get my life. Come on, go here, one guess it, one gap by. One more question, one more to one last year. Don't back in a cheat. Don't do a liar. Ask Otibori. You are, no matter that, you don't back in a cheat. Otibori, you know what? Every time you wake up from a bad dream, and you say there is a bad dream, just say, wow. That's, what you call it? Eh? That is part one. Hey, you can dare to come and attack me. Why? I curse you. Jesus Christ. When I was a boy, when demon attacked people, I deal with demon. And I cast the demon out when I was a boy. But when I begin to grow and I get an understanding, I don't deal with demon anymore. We deal with the kingdom that they belong. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. We deal with the demon because every demon is connected to a kingdom.
Yes.
And by the time you stop dealing with demons, see, if you are dealing with demons, how many demons will you deal with? That's why we need to pray tonight. How many demons will you deal with? Demon of retrogression, demon of stagnation, demon of poverty. You are dealing with them. You are wasting your time. In Labakushalia, every kingdom connected with struggle. I reign the kingdom. He said to Jeremiah, thou art my battlers, my weapons of war. I have, he said with you, I will destroy kingdoms. I will put down kingdoms and thrones, nations and kingdoms. Young and old, chariot and the rider, horses and the driver. We are not meant to be dealing with demons. They are too small. But hear this. It did not be bad one, without bad one. It's the lack of power. It's the lack of power. And this evening, I want us to pray. Because this will be the foundation of everything we'll be praying for the rest of this meeting. Lord, empower me. Get to them. Thank you, sir. Everything on earth is spirit to spirit things. So I'm talking about what I titled spirit to spirit. And time will not permit me. I know this is a praying church. You don't need to say what is a spirit, but permit me to say that behind everything you see on the planet Earth, there is a spirit behind it. In fact, I can preach that tomorrow. It's one of my major messages that God gave to me in life, and that I can preach without even. Now, everything you see on the planet Earth is controlled with a spirit. And listen, you can never make any change or effect any change until you deal with the spirit behind that thing. So, everything on earth is not just physical. Then permit me to say that there is nothing on earth that is physical. Praise the Lord. Am I wasting your time?
No.
I'm just laying the foundation. There is nothing on earth that is physical.
Everything on earth does not start from the earth. Everything on earth, whether good or bad, have a spirit that sponsors it, have a spirit that implements it, has a spirit that backs it up. So whether good or bad, whether good or bad, there is a spirit behind it. You will deceive yourself and you'll be a victim of the enemy when you think everything is just happening because of chances, or everything is science, everything is scientifically backed up, or everything is psychologically backed up. We will be at the mercy of the enemy. Some years ago, let me just give this example. Somebody was sick at a teaching hospital and was diagnosed of kidney failure, and they begin to work upon kidney failure. But you know, lo and behold, they were transfusing blood. The blood was going down and like that, and they said he needs kidney transplantation, and they couldn't get money. So luckily, they just gathered some people, and they said some people came and they said they will help them to fly him out to transplant the kidney. That very evening, he died. When he died, 2 days after, is it 2 days? 2 days after, his brother also died. And now listen to this. And the third man was sick also. Headache, serious headache. And before he died, he said, I'm sorry. What happened to my brothers is that we stole something somewhere and they placed a curse. That was what. Now, what did they steal? I'm talking about something of 5 years ago. They stole masculine clothes. And the people that holds the clothes cursed them. Now, they were battling with kidney failure at teaching hospital. They don't know it's not kidney failure. It's a curse, a spirit. It's a spirit that was eating up the kidney failure. I mean the kidney. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. We saw a woman yesterday that says that thing has been over 4 years, that she can't walk a little and see that. Now, immediately we begin to pray yesterday. It wasn't just that the healing took place. It was that the spirit behind that affliction left. And when the spirit sponsoring an affliction gives way, the affliction gives way, because nothing can stand until standing on the spirit. Let me only say it. You heard what I said?
Yes.
I said, nothing can stand except is standing on the spirit. And that is just the truth. And because of time, I'm just laying a foundation. Some years ago, I was in secondary school. That was 89 now. 89. I know. When we got to secondary school, our slogans in secondary school is the way the Gagoli Yanka Jem. Are you with me? The way the Gagoli Yanka Jem. I'm only mechanic, don't call it on the motor. And that becomes our slogans. Please follow me. So I have some set of people like that. We're about 25 there about. That is our. So we go to school, we just say, wait. So when we wrote why? We know we will not pass. That's just the truth. The only language I pass was Yoruba. That looks like Yoruba. I got it. I have P in Yoruba. Pass you. Only, I missed all of us, my those my colleagues. Let me go pass you. Only that. And somebody says, why didn't you pass biology? I say, it's our biology teacher that is bad. Because she was teaching us reproductive system and she didn't allow us to do practical. Well, now listen, this is it. So we all believe you don't need to go to school to prosper. And that was our mentality. And so I graduated that way, and that was why. And luckily for us, we didn't pass. The only lady that made our that made all our A's, she died before the result came out. So when we get home,
And that become a consolation to us. Mommy, I do better all along when no pass you. Nobody gave me more pass. And it don't pass it, Kubai. So all of them only give more pass. And you know. And that become a consolation. I want y'all know where I'm going to do a poor pass. I mean, I'm going to do a poor baby. To see what I. So they begin to say all of them say, we were going to pass it. And it don't pass it, you know, the Kubai. You know, we begin to. Now, I along the line, I said that Jesus 1998, October 11. And somehow God took me back into ministry. So in my very hometown, I was preaching. And when I was preaching, the Lord just showed me a revelation as I was talking like this. Okay, I led people in prayer, and the Lord showed me a revelation. And I saw somebody very close to our family. Me and her daughter was in the same class when we were in secondary school. I saw her. We put hand on my head and scratched my head and put that hand upon her daughter. Now, in the class of 150-something, before you count three, our daughter will be one of them. So, when I saw that revelation, I said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said to me, son, your academic glory was transferred to her. And that is why she's ascending. So, she's now going academically with double unction. The one that is meant for her and my one that is used to support her. He said, that is why she's making it. I said, Lord, what should I do? The Lord said, right away, if you can't take it today, you can't take it again. So I led people prayer. And I just told them, this prayer will be long ago. I led them in prayer. So me, I begin to pray. Oh, Lord, I take back my academic glory. And I begin to pray. And you know, a pastor preaching, led people in prayer for over 30 minutes. Unbub it. Because there are some things you must settle under unction. That's why I pity people when you give them prayer point in church and they write it down, we are going to pray it at home. How many times have you prayed effectively at home? If you can't pray it here in church, you won't pray it better at home. And that is not the truth. It's the devices of the devil that I will pray it at home. You write it down, you write it down. By the time you get home, you are busy. After some time, you forget about it. That's why we have so many unsettled things. And listen to this. It is easier to settle things under unction than to go and settle it at home. So when the unction of that came, I settled it. Over 30 minutes, I was praying. And when I was through, the Holy Spirit said, now you are taking back your glory. I said, thank you, Lord. And me, I had this. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. I said, now she has used my glory for all this one. So I take her home also. Because somebody took away your glory and use it for some time. And you take back your home. And you are now saying you have taken back your glory. You were not salty. You didn't hear me. You were not salty. All those years that she has used it. Oh, I that bad. I want to go to go me father. Only one say, oh, go along, Babada. Oh, this sorty. So I told God, Lord, I take her home and I add it to my home. And where she is now, she must not leave that point until I meet her and overtake her. Because in spiritual world, there you must be wise. And you know what that's what happened? See, when you are under unction and God open an issue up and you flow into him, anything you say becomes a law. So immediately God said, it is settled. And before you know it, I just begin to develop the mind of going back to school. And that was 10 years after white, after I've done white that I paid. It was 10 years after that I went to pick my result and I discovered I had only one B. So no problem. And you know, I just begin to read again and I say I can go back to school. And I went back to school. And you know, without you, I didn't, you know, if you are in school 10 years and you return back to school now, the syllabus will have changed. So the syllabus had changed. But I sat for work without coaching, without, and I had 3 credits. Even despite the fact that the syllabus has changed. And I said, no problem, I will go again. So I went for coaching and I did something and I went back to school. To the glory of God, I made my wife. Wow. And I went back to certain institution and I discovered that I got to class and I was leading class. Wow. Ah!
I was mad. So Ogu had to leave the class. He was not hear me. Ah! Only God just called me on the gaga say. I don't know if you understand what. You don't. You can't. I now become a reference point in class. Me, Sunday Abiodun. I now organize coaching for my mates. Me and one brother daddy that will now be teaching them about what God taught us. Sunday Abiodun. So I have this thing. What was wrong? Somebody took it away. So I thought my see, this is what took me there. That when we begin to say when we can call it Yankajan, we didn't know there was a spirit behind it. We thought we were right, but there is a spirit protecting that. Can you imagine today with all humility? I celebrate people that God called that cannot speak English, that didn't go to school. But listen to this: at the generation we have now. If you are a pastor and you didn't have some basic education, you won't go far.
Yes.
I'm an author by the grace of God. I've written some books to the glory of God. How many books will I write in Yoruba? How many of you will buy?
Yes.
How many of you will buy? Can you walk away your bansi? That's a wedding band now, just to pay back. How many of you will buy? Even me, I won't buy Yoruba book now. I'm sorry. I respect, you know, God call everybody to different things, but we are in a generation now, especially when you have a ministry that should touch the destinies of so many people, and you didn't know, and you can't speak their language, you can't touch them, and that is just the truth. So now that they took away my academic glory is an attack over my future destiny, because if I'm now a pastor, I will be limited in my presentation to the set of people that God is sending me to. You can pick back, you can pick your phone today and see different versions of the Bible, but in English, maybe two or three in Yoruba. Atoka, say Atoka ni abi. Atiroyayo. Get that? Are you with me? Atayoka. So, how do you now be able to manipulate to get to people? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Now, what I'm really saying is this, that there is a spirit that back things up, that if you don't know, you will think you are in your rightful sense. And you will not know that what you are going through is being sponsored by a spirit. For example, now, in this house now, we will be telling people to be serious with the Lord. And they say, Pastor, they will think they are wise. They will not know that there is a spirit that is sponsoring that thing. And that spirit wants to abort your future. Because until there are battles that will never be settled until you generate enough personal fire and through an encounter. And that spirit will not allow you to have that encounter. You will say to yourself, I can't kill myself. If you see anybody that says they can't kill themselves in the things of God, they have no future in God. That's like the Bible says, if you love your life, you will lose it. If you see anyone that ever says, I can't kill myself in the things of God, they don't have future in God. They don't have future. So listen to this, somebody. You can be, I've seen people in marriage that just misbehaving. And we were telling him, and he said, no, I know what I'm doing. I will run my home the way my father runs his home. And he's a Christian. And everything we kept on saying, he didn't see. He didn't know that there is a spirit that is operating in his lineage.
Yes.
That we are now a broken home. And it happened to his father. Now he's repeating itself to him. He thought he's wise. He thought he knows what he's doing. But he didn't know that there is a spirit that is sponsoring him.
Yes.
Everything on heart is spirit to spirit.
Yes.
And until we understand this and we learn how to deal with some spirit, we will never be whom God has ordained us to be. This is my wife. I will say this. I taught them in my ministry some years ago. That should be over 10 years ago. I taught them that there are times Satan will want to stress you as a woman. And he will look at who he can use to stress you. The best person Satan will use to stress you is your husband. And I said that there are times the husband will just come home by nine or by ten, and you are prepared to put killers in. Amola, a mimio jamula, a one moment.
And a foolish woman said, "Now, you are wasting your time. You will lose your peace." I told them, I said, when such a thing happened, and the man is just saying, don't talk to him, just say, okay, I take authority over that spirit that want to stress me. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. Daddy Wakile was to say, let manage by him. You will just know that his mind will just begin to change. And until one day, that my wife, this same woman, you, she used the same thing against me. I came home. You know, deliverance, you can't determine when you are away, when you'll be coming back. So I came home at 10 and I said, Kilesi, I want the teba. Money me ojeba, SSU, Isu ni maje. You know, Isu mobe jelale, Isu toti gbede pe posinwe. When mobe jel, money, he let Isu. Ati pe, gas you are, oti ton, sa wa, SSU ni o, money, no problem. Oka tos, kodu, about 5 minutes, lo. More than to go sit dining table. Maybe then grab a seat. More than we play by here. More would you be? Must be seen there. You know, I tell you before God, I begin to eat it. And how many? I say, kill. Even Jeff, I put again the buying says you. Even I'm not worried against Jesus. More than again Jeff. More than Jeff, but there's a sister, one of my daughter living with me, although she was living with me. Mokan, but he would get back and he was so well. Mama just said to Mama, Mama, indeed, that thing work. When it didn't work, Mama, it works. When it didn't work, the bag in the car, you better go up at the bed, disturb one. Come on, Virginia, I can not say the spirit of bed, disturb me. We'll find the spirit in your lady. Only we lose interest, don't you tell me that they're going to be there. I am you. Now, I'm just telling you practical things. That's why I said this thing is spirit to spirit. When somebody is disturbing you, if you can't please people that Satan sends to disturb you. You didn't hear me. Somebody said that sent to disturb you. You can never please them. So what you do about them, you don't argue with them. What you do about them, you don't complain. You don't push them aside. You don't fight with them. You only turn back. You didn't allow them to see your mouth. Because it will create another issue. And say, I take authority over this spirit that wants to stress me. I bind that spirit. Give it 5 minutes. You will know what will happen. Because it's a spirit to spirit. Because listen to this. Satan cannot walk without a man. And God cannot walk without a man. So everywhere you see Satan walking, there is a man that is available. And everywhere you see God walking, there is a man that is available. And that is why man is so valuable that without man, God or not, Satan can never walk. We are too powerful. So celebrate yourself. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, I was thinking Mama want to give me a signal because she's my CEO. Why I go along to program is when I'm going out of my way, she will say, she will give me a sign. She will give me a sign. I want to thank you, my head. It's okay, yes, ma'am. What are you mind? Hallelujah. Don't mind me anyway. So everybody understand this. If it is not working, there is a spirit you are yet to deal with. I tell you. And let me say this, everybody. The body of Christ, you understand that when we are dealing with God, we can deal with God anyhow. But when you are dealing with this, you must open your mouth and rebuke the spirit. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, and whatsoever you say to this mountain, because mountain have here. Every mountain has here. If every mountain didn't have here, Jesus will not say you will say to this mountain. So every mountain has here. There is no mountain that didn't have here. The reason why mountain didn't obeys that we are not speaking to mountain. We are speaking to God about the mountain. We are speaking to God, about the mountain. And listen to this, God will never interfere. God, you didn't hear me. Oh, no time. Welcome again. Only one. Okay, you to God. Bound be okay, you will. Pray that prayer to Jesus Christ. Only one, you better be okay, you will. You know why? All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me, but I give it to you. That is called delegated authority. So where Jesus is now, he doesn't have power minus the church. Church now is the power of Jesus. So anywhere God wants to walk now, anywhere Jesus wants to walk, he needs somebody. Because I'm now the one. Let's say, this is all what I have in life. This is all what Jesus has. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Come, dear brother. Has been given to me. And I'm saying, every power in heaven and earth is given to Jesus. Is that true? And Jesus gave it to him. And he said, go in my name. Whatsoever you bind in my name. Now, I now have problem. He still now saying to me, Father, help me. Which help? Maybe we didn't understand. I have 1 million naira at hand. And he needs 50,000. And I say, well, for the next 1 month, anywhere we need money, I want you to be there. So I give him 1 million. All what I have is 1 million. I now give him 1 million naira, take 1 million. And he's now going. He spent 50,000. He now go. He want to buy something again. He need that to buy something of 30,000. He still now come to me, Father, I want to buy something. 30,000 is your money. If you are really Father, if you are powerful, buy it for me. What will happen? That is why the prayer of church is not answered. He has given us all the power. And that is why Jesus Christ said something. He said, whatsoever you, who? You shall bind on heads. What happened? I thought that scripture will be whatsoever you will bind in heaven, you will bind on earth. I thought that is how it should be. Because that is the religious thing that we were taught. I thought it should be whatsoever we bind in heaven, you will bind on earth. But Jesus Christ said, no, it is not heaven that controls the heart. It is heart that controls the heaven. What? I come again. It's not heaven that controls the heart. It is the head that controls the heaven. That's why Jesus Christ said, whatsoever you shall ban on head, whatsoever you determine on head, will also be approved in heaven. I'm going somewhere this morning. I want somebody to pray. I want you to pray with understanding. So I have given, Jesus has taken everything and he gave it to the church. So when a spirit faced me and I say, oh no, I am praying in ignorance. Oluwa oni ba mi gbe one day. All what I do is that Oluwa awon mi o ku gbadugo won. I stand in your name. I bind them. You didn't hear me. When I taught this for the first time, I told my children, everybody go back home and declare tonight that you cancel witchcraft meeting. How will I be a Christian blasting tongue and witches will be meeting in my environment? It's impossible. It's not all God. Cancel witchcraft meeting. No, sir. It's all God. I cancel witchcraft meeting. Hey! I've been sitting down with a blessed memory. The witches want to have a conference in his environment. And he said that conference will never hold. He said he canceled. And the host says, sir, even God cannot cancel this. He said, yes, God will not cancel. I have told God to go and attend to some other things and leave this one for me. That somebody can say, And the meeting was canceled. Now look up somebody. We are going. I'm sorry. That, listen. If you are dealing with spirits, you open your mouth, you stand in authority. Now, the issue is easy. So one of the things that helped me to grow up when God was taking me to healing ministry is this. If I pray for you and you are here, I didn't pray for you in my name. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Who is to take the glory? Jesus. So if I pray for you and you are not healed, I didn't pray for you in my name. Who is to take it? Jesus. So whether it was done or it was not done, it was his name, in his name. So that thing helped me and developed my faith. So when I'm praying for you, I didn't have the mind. What of if it doesn't happen? Not with me. Thank you, sir. And for the very first time God asked me to pray for somebody, simple said, and change it to hey. Ah! You know my biology, that's why the man that I didn't pass biology. Biology began to ring. And I said, but biology didn't say that. He said, pray. And I pray for that sister and I say, I change your genotype from SS to AA. And we pray. And she fell under the anointing and that was all. To now make the matter worse, God told me, go and tell her to do test. That was a better ceremony. You know, if you say somebody is in, but go to lost a test. I said, hello, sister, and God said you should go and do the test. And she went and do the test. The second day she was calling me. I said, sir, that time I have not started full-time ministry, so I didn't have office. He said, I'm in your house now. Luckily for me, Kobeti Mojade, if it was Gilebe, but money, what happened? Money, I come with the result of that test. Result. Money, and he put me on sile. But he didn't know when I sile. Me, so I put on simua. Only my drone and money, Luis, money, by the way. So I still said, when after some time, she said, she called me, me, you need a drone, my mother, my money, no problem. Both in here. I didn't know what would be inside the result. That's the truth. So she left. As she left, I came back home. Thank you, we can go. God bless you. Tell him, Mose Bemeji, Moga go Koko, yes, over this time. What we say, meaning? Over this time. This is the result of the test. Yeah. So, what he said, no, open it yourself, open it. To the glory of God, when I open the result, SS changed to AA. The first she did it was at a civil service. So when I saw it, you know, the Lord said, now ask him to go to teaching hospital, to ask her to go. She went to teaching hospital also, SS had changed to AA. This sister was about 30 then. Yes, was about 30. And she has been having several crises. And now, God changed it. To the glory of God, the sister is married now with children. To the glory of God. I think she will be marking her 50th birthday very soon now. To the glory of God. And now, what am I trying to say? Speaking to spirits or speaking to things is not just about speaking to things. Is about speaking to the force behind the things. Because people, how can you believe, sir, that SS, that there is a spirit behind SS? One of my daughter, she should be on social media right away, later, Sister Kemi Atoyebi, wanted to work at a Chapel of Redemption. Chapel of Redemption. Yeah, now Mrs. Olawi, I'm online and I can want to wear that Chapel of Redemption. The husband is AS, the wife is AS. And the wedding is fast approaching. And she told me, I said, ASK. That no church will do that kind of a wedding. That's just the truth. He said, what can we do? I said, well, he said, well, daddy, you said you pray for SS, came to A. If SS came to A, why not AS change it to A? So she challenged my faith.
And I said, no problem, let's pray. And we pray. And to the glory of God, she went to do the test. AS changed to AA. To the glory of God, before God. I think we have the clips of the testimony. So when she saw the husband said, oh, even me too, I must pray. AS must change to AA. So I said, no problem, fast and come tomorrow. And he fasted and he came. And we were talking and I said, in Jesus' name, I changed the genotype. In Jesus' name. I said, amen. And we kept on talking. And after some time, he said, daddy, when are we going to do the prayer you talk about? I said, we are prayed. He said, no, sir. He was the one saying when he came to give testimony. He said, after some time, she just went back to, so they asked them to bring their genotype and told the glory of God, to the glory of God. The genotype AS had changed to AA. Now, I use that because if you are educated, if you go to school, that is one of the things that will be difficult to our brain to believe, according to what we are taught in biology. But so you mean there is a spirit behind the head? How do I really know that there is a spirit behind the sense? In the beginning, was Adam AS? Everything God created, the Bible says, was perfect. So AS, SS was not in the beginning. In the beginning, it was AA. So if AS or SS come now, it's a malfunctioning from the pit of hell. And by speaking to it, it changed. Let's go because of my time. So we go back to that scripture again, Psalm 24. The Bible says, please give me verse 7, 8, and we go. I believe I'm not wasting your time. I'm doing this so that I want us to pray. And I want us to pray with understanding that financial bottleneck cannot just be financial bottleneck. I know you know that there is nobody that is dry in Nigeria because of the economy situation of Nigeria. I'm going away. Hello? 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 You will prosper because of the economy situation. It is spirit to spirit. Tell somebody, spirit to spirit. I had the testimony of a man of God 2 months ago, of one of our fathers in faith in this nation. One of his sons in the church came to him last 2 months. I said, daddy, the Lord asked me to give you, to sow a seed into your life, and I've just bought it, I'm going to transfer it to your account now. And he said, how much? He said, yeah, it's just 30 billion, sir. 30 billion. You didn't hear me, 2 months ago, somebody is begging to sow a seed of 30 billion, not million. And somebody tell me Nigeria is dry. Nigeria is not dry, oh. See, Jesus, permit me, say, you can let me digress. Adventists knew that money is spirit. That is why they do money ritual. But the church didn't know that money is spirit. You didn't hear me? How can somebody put a show inside one calabash? And money is now coming. What is bringing that money? Spirit. And the Bible tells you that wealth have wings. You don't understand? Like he's talking that finances is controlled by the spirit. If you can't understand what I'm saying, you will not understand. And we think you can survive by your salary. Nobody can survive by their salary. Lord. There is a rhyme at which you understand this thing, by the time you need it, it's bringing it. How can an urbanist understand that putting something, how can Yahoo boys understand that they can do Yahoo Plus and get money? And men that have more authority and opportunity more than any thousands of Yahoo boys,
didn't know that I can command the spirit. Hey, is it not believing that in the days of Solomon, God was as common as stone, and silver was as common as sand? This thing is spirit to spirit. That is not for today. You know, I told my children, there is something that Yoruba culture give to us that is affecting us, and the church adopted it. Only Eko or Aje. Aje is a demon, the spirit in charge of money. So me, that is a Christian, and somebody greets me, Eko or Aje, Araje Jem, one year say, oh, I call Raja. There is something I call what? Cross testament. Ah. Cross testament. That is, I carry the spirit of God and I'm still receiving a miyaje. So, Eko Raja, Raja Jem, for me, she said for me, as a Christian. Tori oro aje ko ni mo nse e ko wo e ta je ta aje is the map, is the demon in charge of money that anyone that do money ritual consult. Eyin baba te ti pe bi e ri pe won mo so pe aje ogugulu so. It's a spirit. So our father also understand that you don't get money except you touch the spirit. And you now, you are born again. You are speaking in tongues. You now think you will be sustained by your salary? In fact, if everything you have ever had and what you labor for, you are cursed. You are not blessed. So. Say, Binu. If everything you have is what you have labored for, you are not blessed. I tell you the truth. You are not blessed. There are some years ago, because if people go to Lord, why should I give me? The only thing they will give me is coke. We pay more back to Gabo Labo. Coke is at your king biscuit. Anywhere, and sir, okay, they do in a week. If the man in Martin minister, cookie at okay, biscuit. And do you know what? Anywhere I go to minister, I fast. So, I'm cookie only going by go say that's a anywhere. Don't say who. So I came up one day. I said, oh Lord, this man, Ayariwi, evangelist Ayariwi, I don't know how many of us know him, who were together running a program in that Hamilton. And evangelist Ayariwi went to minister somewhere in Ado, and they gave him a chain watch like that. And Ayariwi, you know, that time Ayariwi came and came with the chain watch. And Google and Uncle Wally went, honey, you got him on fighting in your life. Baba kan kan bo lowo kan gbe si mi lowo ni gugu wa na o gbe ah oni oluwa aye ari mi de din jere ise kan se salu emi na koki ati oke se se pe mo ba go gimo na oluwa mi de ti mo pastor adereke giwa ni te mi ba iwo no. Are you with me? Don't come back. No other radio, nothing. And I began to pray. I did deliverance for myself. I do everything. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Until one day, the Lord said to me, sir, you won't get it until you take some drastic steps. And I carried the money I have in my hand. I mean, in my hand. I gave it to somebody and sowed it as a seed. And after sowing as a seed, and I prayed. And the Lord said, now command the forces that command the words to come into you. Ah. And I did that, and for the very first time in my life, somebody just came, sir, you will help us preach
in my hometown, Nigeria. I said, no problem, sir. He said, I will be busy that day, so let me give you your honorarium before you go. So, what's the process by no come? Come on, your daddy. What's the cap? What can you see? But it be no. What's the cap? One cap, that one, then it was a book of Ballo Mobile. If that one pay 35,000, you want that you have no dinner on the radio mini. Money, it may have been Kubo Kuala State. Only 35,000. So, can you listen? And I went there, I preached. Well, it's one of the places I preached then, those days, that I don't want to talk about it. I was seriously blessed. And I said, wow. And you know, I just so this thing can work. And when I came back, oh Lord, let the spirit of this thing come. I married to complain. I know you, I know. After praying that prayer, an opportunity begin to come. Invitation, and they said, sir, your flight ticket is set to me. Sunday at your door. And sometimes ago, I went for one in Abuja. And as I highlighted like this, most of our kingdom were playing, and he was over there was a good song. Only please send us your picture, we send it. People say, Bolle, by play was in land, it doesn't suck any clicker. I want you to do me, but give me now what? You know, clever Bolle and no play. I want Guinea, I want to get what there was another Guinea way, get what bought me, I want come out, do you agree? Happy hour, come by, at the biscuit. One in that back. So if the meeting look where that will play, we know back in the lady. Was it not Rosie? We are waiting for you. Promise Sunday I'm going to say you are the one. So where are you going? Money, that is up for never be meeting. Or did the coaster never? Is it none of us don't know you know? Coaster. I'm back, baby. If I didn't want to go start, not to work with me, but to change your living. I don't want us to focus on this. There's something I'm doing. They took me to a place that has VIP this thing. I should stay there before they come to pick me again. And they just, you know, some of our, what we call it, some of our senators were there and ministers that was during the Buhari, and they were there. And they said that is a VIP section. And they just opened one wine for somebody. And they brought the wine to me. And they said, sir, this one, should we open it? We will tap it all around wine here, 1.5 million. Wine the 1.5 million, all of my days, you know. No, we won't go away, woman, I said, when we go home, without your wine, we'll get it. But no, I'm not taking this. Not that the wine is coming. Then I went and said, Jawa, 1.5 million, don't you? Now, when I went back home, I knelt down. I said, Lord. So I said, Oguton Jami no go I need money. I said, one leg, they were in the 1.5 million, like you need. Now, for me, they call me. I want to be loser. I don't keep biscuiti. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I'm not wasting your time. I'm only preparing you for a prayer.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have the spirit of it, it can't operate in your life.
See.
Pray for favor till tomorrow. Favor will not come until the spirit of favor rests on you. When the spirit of favor comes upon you, you don't pray for favor again. Favor to become. In the book of Isaiah, is it Isaiah 8 now? Isaiah 8. Lebrakus ketelu. Boni motu just le liba ulu asanu mi.
Daddy, I blame you there.
Keep me in there. Isaiah chapter. Sorry, it's not 8. It should be 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Lebrakus kotolia. Yes, Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1. Let's just read.
from verse 1, 2, 3. And a shoot will come out from the stem of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. I know you know this is talking about Jesus. Now say verse 2. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him. On Jesus. He now say what? The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. Now listen, even Jesus, the Son of God, cannot operate in wisdom until the spirit of wisdom came upon him. Mm. So everything Jesus operated upon, the spirit of it was on him. So it will be heresy to think you will manifest it without having the spirit. It's like buying a car that does not have engine. Because the spirit of a thing is the engine of that thing that is meant to operate in our life. So if you don't have the engine of it, forget about it, you can't manifest it. So everything you are manifesting now, you have the spirit in you. Whether good or bad. Jesus, I don't want to get there, but it's coming. So if you see anybody operating in a bad way, it's not their fault. It is the spirit that is in them. Even Jesus. So what? So when Jesus was saying the wisdom at the age of 12, he sat down amongst the theologians and he was asking them questions. They said, we have never seen any kind like this before. They didn't know that they were theologians, they have physical knowledge, but Jesus had the spirit of it. So understanding is a spirit. See, when I began to understand this and I began to pray for the spirit of understanding, I tell you the truth with all humility. There are times I run the pulpit and I preach what I didn't know before. You didn't hear me. For the past, how many years now? I can say it with all humility, for the past 15 years, I preached back to back. I didn't go to pulpit with Jota. If I have any jota, maybe I just sit down and I say, Lord, what do you want for your people? And I just jot a scripture so that I can remember, yes, it will be a point of reference. The very one day that I want to do a minister's retreat, and I prepare messages back to back. I was to preach 7 messages. I prepared point 1, point 2. By the time it was time for the minister's retreat, I didn't find my daughter again. I asked my HOD to go to my office to look for it. They didn't find it. Okay, go to the house. They didn't find it. Inside my car, they didn't find it. So I just got there. I said, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. Now there is no daughter. You are the one that will do the work. Wow. That was a very powerful minister's retreat I did. Sir, I was physically sick because of stress. I will finish teaching like 2 hours. I will go back inside. They will transfuse blood. I mean, what do you call it? Drip. What the hand you drip here? Yeah? So, oh, I don't want me now. I'm going to say, I'm going to by. I'm going back party, 3 hours or 2 hours. My father doesn't know 30 minutes here. What are they drip here? See, drip me up, flow. After 30 minutes, I come back out again and preach again for another 3 hours. And the spirit of God and the power of God was there. Since that time, I understand that there is something called the spirit of understanding. I discovered that knowledge is not about going to school. There are too many people that have certificate and they are foolish. They have certificate and they are foolish. But when the spirit of knowledge comes upon you, you will know what you are not taught. Has it not been written that you will know more than your teacher? Do you know what it means that you are my teacher? And the Bible says you will know more than your teacher. How do you now come to know more than your teacher? That means you are operating another spirit that your teacher didn't know. I pray for all our children here, all students here. I baptize you with the spirit of wisdom. You will know more than your teacher. You will know more than your teacher. What you are not taught, you will know. In the name of Jesus. See now, let me tell you those that we go. I'm sorry to take your time. I just want us to pray. You know this thing, we can't finish it here. I only the 2 scriptures I jotted
I've never touched it. Only two scriptures. I've never touched it. But listen to this. Listen. So when he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. And he says, that the Prince of Glory may come see. He said, who is that King of Glory? That is not talking about ordinary gates. It's not talking about a gate itself. He's not talking about the barrier itself. He's talking about a force that have made themselves an insurmountable mountain. That where you speak to them, they, can you imagine God speaks to mountain? Mountain say, who are you? Do you think if you speak to that mountain, they will give way because you make a loud cry? Do you think calling the name of Jesus 3 times will make that mountain go? No, sir. You are not here. Jehovah himself spoke to gate. Lift up your head, O ye gate. And the gate said, who are you? Who is this King of Glory? If the gate challenge the authority of Jesus, we not challenge the authority because there are force behind it. So listen to this, that you speak louder to him, don't stop it, they will obey you. But when you understand the spirit, and when you understand what I'm teaching you, you know you are not dealing with the physical gate. You know you are not dealing with physical mountain. You know you are dealing with the forces behind the mountain. So you rebuild that force, and it gives way. I had Bishop Thomas and the book giving it says, if you start a day and you end, he said, if he starts a day and end that day, and nobody is giving him gifts, you know that something is wrong with him in the realm of the spirit. The day I had that, I begin to pray. You know, one of the reasons why some of us understand this thing is that we are in full time. I'm being full time now. Going to 15 years. No salary anyway. As at the time I started full time, my wife was not even working. I was the only one working. And my full time ministry, God said, I was preaching like this, and God said, tomorrow you are starting. I was in spare parts in Taiwan, and God said, I should give out my shop. So I gave out my shop as a gift. So I started full time with the zero. So there's some dimension I must understand if I will not manipulate. So I'm teaching, I'm by the grace of God to the glory. You know, I cannot pay my salary. Over 15 years now, I've never taken salary anyway. But hey, I understand the dimension of how to get it. You didn't hear me, man. And that is what I'm teaching you today. If you can't speak to the spirit, you can't have access to it. See. In the physical world, it is the key that opened the gate. In the spiritual world, it is the spirit that opened it. So what a key is to every gate is what a spirit is to every gate. So if you understand this thing, you know, I told us yesterday, I'm just laying a foundation. Some powerful men of God will be coming to preach. They will just be building on this foundation, and I love it that way. So I want somebody this morning to understand that we are where you have because there are mountains you are yet to speak to the spirit behind them. Like I quoted Psalm 114 yesterday, verse 2, verse 1 and 2, when Israel was coming out, please media give me, when Israel was coming out of the house of a strange land and the house of David, the house of Jacob from a strange land, Judah become a sanctuary and Israel is dominion. And the Bible says, Red Sea saw. The seas look at it. The sea looked and fled. So sea, water. Does water, can water see? That means he was not talking to you about Red Sea. He was talking to you about the marine spirit inside the sea. So the forces, the marine demon inside the sea saw. And he didn't see the Israel. He saw what the Israel carry. The Bible says, Judah become his sanctuary. Israel is dominion. That is, they carry the presence of God. And why they carry the presence of God? And it was the presence of God that he looked and he saw. And he said, I can't withstand this thing and go. So every one day have a height, another hair. And they will not listen to how hard you cry. They listen to how well you know. Can you hear me? You like that granny? The young people say they like it. I want to go to the UK in the basket. From 1 month to month. Are you on the bad edge? That I'm a bad little bad nigga, say. He lori oke 30 days. Abe money, sir. Sir. Emi mo lowo lo sile mi mo mu. Eyin ti lowo ni tele mi so pe ko go do sile osu kan ko se igbele osu kan ni wa bi duro. Baba tu yi niyan si anes na lo. E ko ta awon elemi. And you only move about to you go lost secondly. You need to know. And I'm out with all that ready. I don't have biscuit in the white dule. Now you was a people grossy or yuki. Who grossy? He goes in below sugar. And you let me, to some bank panic that goes in below sugar. So, send me, and me, my son, they are saying, don't be the guy that's a good idea. That's They were asking me a question. He said, I dedicate my Sunday to God. I know in our church we don't close any, so I stay there. But any other day, you don't see me. Then why I am addicted to business, I was first one. Because there's a principle that governs everything. Let's leave that in. They see loot and fled. Jordan turned back. Yeah. In that Baruch Kataria, Jordan turned back because Jordan can see. So there are forces. That what I'm just trying to say today, that there is a force or a spirit behind every barrier. Behind every delay. If you understand that, we can go. I was doing deliverance for somebody some years ago, and I said, get out in Jesus' name. And the demon said, oh, possible. When he was alone, I said, I said, I did Jesus do, oh, do that, it below. I forgot to do back, be father, oh, do that, be father. But the Holy Spirit, what can I do? And the Holy Spirit told, gave me this scripture. The Bible said, Jordan saw, Jordan turned back. That is the Bible. Thank you, sir. Jordan the father say it. That was a good one. He's a good boy to wear it. He run it. Oh, Domer, sir. Oh, my God, to wear it. People, this up, eh? Jordan the father say it.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Dysfunctionals. I hope you've been educated and entertained and inspired by the previous episodes that have been released. Stay glued and keep listening. Peace.